Salam salam and welcome to a new season of Bereka Buna. In these next 10 episodes, we'll continue to solidify your language learning by expanding on your vocabulary, knowledge of grammar, and familiarity with spoken and narrative Amharic. As with previous seasons, you will have practice exercises, dialogue, and stories to help you deep dive into the language. I now shifted significantly away from using transliteration in the transcripts and more towards using the Amharic script. So if you haven't already, learning the Fidel is essential now. As always, make sure to visit us at berekabuna.org for resources and more. Let's kick off the season by looking at some elements of Amharic culture and language that are quite unique to Ethiopia, the telling of time and the Ethiopian calendar. Let's kick off the season by looking at some elements of the Amharic culture and language that are quite unique to Ethiopia, the telling of time and the Ethiopian calendar. Briefly, before we launch in, let's do a quick recap of numbers in Amharic, just in case you need a refresher. Simply, 1 to 10 is 0, and, hulet, sost, arat, amest, sidist, sabat, simint, zetein, asr. 20 is haya, 30, salasa, 40, arba, 50, hamsa, 60, silsa, 70, saba, 80, samanya, 90, zetena, 100, meto, and 1000 is andeshi, 2000, huletteshi, etc. Composite numbers are simple and follow a similar pattern to those in English, i.e. 37 is salasa sabat, 12 is asra hulet, 75, saba amist, 153, meto amsa sost, etc. Great, now that we've reviewed numbers, let's look at time. In Amharic, time is told on a 12-hour schedule, but based on the time of sunrise and sunset. So 6 a.m. when the sun comes up is called Tawat Asra Hulet Saat, morning 12 o'clock. Evening 6 p.m. when the sun goes down is Mata Asra Hulet Saat, night 12 o'clock. People do sometimes just say Asra Hulet Saat, but if clarification is needed, you'd add the Tawat, morning, Kasat, afternoon, or Mata, night. So we've got 6 a.m. as Asra Hulet Saat, 7 a.m. and Saat, 8 a.m. Hulet Saat, 9 is Sost Saat, 10 a.m. is Arat Saat, 11 is Amist Saat, 12 is Sidis Saat, 1 p.m. is Sawat Saat, 2 p.m. is Simint Saat, 3 p.m. is Zetain Saat, 4 is Asr Saat, 5 is Asra An Saat, and then we're back to 6 p.m. Asra Hulet Saat. Essentially then, if you were to look at the hands of a clock, Amharic time is told as the opposite of the standard 12-hour clock. 6 is 12, 7 is 1, 8 is 2, etc. If you use a digital clock, you can think of it as plus or minus 6 from standard time. Okay, now let's look at how you might hear or tell someone the time. I'll say the times in Amharic, but remember that in English, these would be 6 hours plus or minus, as I've just explained. There are four main expressions that are good to know for Amharic time telling. I'll use examples to explain each. The first is the most straightforward. You say the hour, ke, the number of minutes, i.e. ansaat ke haya, or just and ke haya, is 1:20. Which would be 7:20 a.m. or p.m. in English. For half past the hour, you'd use takul, which, like gamash, means half. So asra an sa'at takul is 11:30. Thirdly, you could say x number of minutes until the hour. For this, you use the word guday. For instance, asr guday lezetain is 10 till 9, so 8:50. Finally, you could say quarter till or quarter past using the word rub, i.e. sabat ke rub is quarter after 7 or 7:15, or rub guday le siment saat is quarter till 8 or 7:45. Now let's run through a few practice exercises so you get the hang of it. For the first five, I'll say the Amharic twice and then the English. For the following five, I'll say the English and it'll be your job to think of the Amharic translation. Number 1. Misa sin saat lai no. Misa sidis saat takul lai no. Misa sin saat lai no. Misa sidis saat takul lai no. At what time is lunch? Lunch is at 6:30. Number 2. Quas sensat hedachu, mata and kerub heden. Quas sensat hedachu, mata and kerub heden. At what time did you go to football? We went at 1:15 at night. Number 3. Meche mehed tefellegialish, nege kesat ru gudai lezetain saat enid. Meche mehed tefellegialish, nege kesat ru gudai lezetain saat enid. When do you want to go? Let's go tomorrow afternoon at 8:45. 4. Talantena betam tawat tenesau. Asra an saat ke asr neber. Tenantena betam tawat tenesau. Asra an saat ke asr neber. Yesterday I got up very early. It was 11:10. Number 5. Mata mata meche tetenyachu. Bezugize amist ke rub tenyan. Mata mata meche tetenyachu. Bezugize amist ke rub tenyan. When do you usually go to sleep at night? Usually we sleep at 5:15. Now I'll see the English followed by a moment during which you can pause and try to think of the Amharic translation. Number 1. At what time do you want to eat breakfast? Let's eat at 8:45 a.m. Kurs sin saat meblat tefellegalle. Rub gudai le sost enebla. Kurs sin saat meblat tefellegalle. Rub gudai le sost enebla. Number 2. When did you, plural, arrive? We landed at 5:30 p.m. Meche metachu. Asra an takul arrafen. Meche metachu. Asra an takul arrafen. Number 3. Every afternoon I take a nap at 2:15 p.m. Hulem kesat cement kerub lai araf de wesedalo. Hulem kesaat cement kerub lai ereft ewesedalo. Number 4. My alarm is set for 7:37 a.m. Yene alarm an saat kesalasa sabatno. Yene alarm an saat kesalasa sabatno. Number 5. My parents will come for dinner at 6:15. Wela joche lerat asrahulet kerub yimetalu. Wela joche lerat asrahulet kerub yimetalu. Excellent. Now that we're sorted on time, let's look at the Ethiopian calendar. The phrase 13 months of sunshine has long been a slogan of pride for Ethiopians. The line isn't meant just as an exaggeration of how much sunlight the country gets, but also refers to the unique Ethiopian calendar, which has 13 months rather than 12. Instead of having months of different lengths, Ethiopia has 12 months of 30 days and 1 month, the last of the year, of 5 days, or 6 if it's a leap year. This means that the months never align exactly to those of the Gregorian calendar. That being said, let's go through the months and their Gregorian equivalent. Ethiopian New Year starts at the end of the rainy season and before the harvest begins. The first month is called Meskerem, which falls on September 11 on the Gregorian calendar. So we have Meskerem, September, Dikimpt, October, Hidar, November, Tahasas, December, Tir, January, Yekatit, February, Megabit, March, Miyazia, April, Gimbot, May, Sene, June, Hamle, July, Nahase, August, and Bwagme. Bwagme is the 13th month of the year with 5 or 6 days and is often treated as a holiday period in Ethiopia. In fact, each of these months' names can be associated with their historic and even current functionality. I got this list from a Mr. Blackdub on Reddit, but you can also download the Ethiopian Calendars app, which gives you date conversions and this kind of information about the months and days. Meskerem got its name because of the transition from the rainy season to the sunny one. The word is from the Gez word, mese, meaning it went, and kerem, which means winter. Together it becomes winter past. Dikimpt is the most important month for a farmer. It is the month when grain is sown. It is derived from the Gez word, dekame, which means it helped, or the important one. Hidar is from the Gez hadere, meaning he spent the night. This is the time of the year when farmers sleep in the crop field to protect it. There are also some who say it comes from the Hebrew word for the month of March, Adar. Tahasas comes from the word hasase, which means to travel or to explore. This is the time of the year when businessmen and soldiers moved around and explored different parts of the country. Others say that since it is the month of Christmas and the three wise men were trying to find baby Jesus, the month got its name from that exploration. Tir in Ge'ez Tihur means to be good. This is the time of the year when crop is harvested, so calling the month the good month would make sense. There are others who say it comes from the Ge'ez word Netere, which means to be bright. It is the sunniest month of the year. Yekatit comes from the Ge'ez word Ketit, which means to insert or to put. In this month, farmers collect grains and store it in the barn. Megabit is from the Ge'ez word megabe, which means to feed. It's this time of the year when what was sown can now be reaped. Miazia comes from the Ge'ez word mehaze. It means to adult or to be grown and find a wife. The big fast also ends around this time, so it is when weddings typically happen. Gimbot is from the Ge'ez word gennebe, which means to build or to dig. It is the preparation month for farming. Sene comes from the word seneye, and it means becoming good or nice. This is the time when the seeds usually start to grow. Hamle is derived from the Ge'ez word hamele. It means to blossom and become green. Nahase is from the Ge'ez word anahaseye, meaning to be mild. The rainy season is almost over, so it shows the mildest period of the winter. Pagome, ironically, does not come from Ge'ez, but actually from the Greek word epagomenos, which means the added on or the extra days. So quickly, we've got meskerem, dikimt, hidar, tahasas, tir, yekatit, megabit, miazia, gimbot, sene, hamle, nehase, pagome. In terms of the seasons, while weather-wise there are only really two evident seasons, winter or rainy season, kremt, and summer or dry season, bega, officially there are four seasons. Meskeremt, kremt, and hidar are in the season called tsede, which would be the English equivalent of spring. Tahasas, tsir, and yekatit are summer, bega. Megabit, miazia, and gimbot are belg, or autumn. Lastly, sene, hamle, and nahase, along with little bwagme, are kremt, or winter season. Additionally, based on the ancient Coptic Orthodox calendar, the Ethiopian calendar is between 7 and 8 years behind the Gregorian because of the different calculations on the year of the birth of Jesus. So while it is now 2023 in the Gregorian calendar, we are currently in the year 2015, according to the Ethiopian calendar. Because the calendar conversions can be tricky, most people just download or buy an Ethiopian calendar to do easy conversions. Lastly, before we finish for today, I wanted to leave you with some useful cultural knowledge about a few of the main holidays in Ethiopia and common holiday expressions you could use to show your appreciation and win people's hearts. This list of holidays and some of the expressions are drawn from David Appleyard's book, Colloquial Amharic, The Complete Course for Beginners, which is also a good source for Amharic dialogue practice. Number 1. Addis Amet, or New Year, is on the 1st of Meskerem, usually falling sometime around September 11th on the Gregorian calendar. Small yellow spring flowers, known as meskel flowers, are characteristic of the new year and the season and are found everywhere during this celebration. Number 2, Yemeskel Baal, or the Feast of the Cross. This celebrates the finding of the true cross by Queen Helena, mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine. It is celebrated on Meskerem Asra Sabat. To celebrate, a bonfire, Demmera, is built in an open space in the center of each town near a church. In Addis Ababa, this takes place in the Meskel Square. On the eve of the day itself, it is then decorated with meskel flowers and priests celebrate the liturgy around it. At dusk, the bonfire is lit amidst singing and chanting. Number 3, Yegena Baal, or simply Gena, is Ethiopian Christmas. It falls on the 7th of January. Or Tahasas Hayazatein. Ethiopian Christmas is not as big a holiday as in the Western world and has none of the gifting and commercial element now associated with Christmas in much of the world. The bigger celebration is the next one, known as Timket, which follows 10 days after Christmas. Number 4. Yetimket Baal, or the Feast of Epiphany, celebrates the baptism of Christ in the River Jordan and is a big celebration. It falls on Tir Asra'and, or around the 18th or 19th of January. During this celebration, the tabot of each church is carried with procession, chanting, drum beating, dancing, and singing to a nearby body of water, which is blessed and bathed in before the whole procession returns to the home church with the tabot the following day. Number 5. Ye'adwa Dil Ba'al, the Day of the Victory of Adwa. It celebrates the Ethiopian victory over the Italians in 1896. It is celebrated on Yekatit Haya Sost, which fell on March 2nd this year. This holiday is traditionally celebrated with parades and period dress-up, including mounted colorful horses, though it has become more politically contentious lately. Number 6, Yefasika Ba'al, is Easter, and is one of the most respected holidays. It is movable, occurring sometime between Yekatit Haya Mist and Miazia Salasa, roughly end of April to early May. The name, Fasika, refers to the whole week, which is preceded by 2 months of fasting, known as the Great Lent, Abi Tzum, main fast. The breaking of the fast is done after blessings at 3 a.m. on the day Christ is said to have risen, and is celebrated by eating plenty of meat. There are also 3 Muslim festivals which are celebrated as national holidays in Ethiopia. The dates of these are calculated according to the Muslim calendar, so do not always occur on the same day of the year in the Ethiopian calendar. Number 1, Mewlid, or Ye Muhammed Lidet, celebrates the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. Number 2, Yarafa Ba'al, also called by its Arabic name, Eid al-Adha, is the Feast of Immolation. Number 3, Eid al-Fitr, is the Feast of the Breaking of the Ramadan Fast. The simplest expression of felicitation on holidays is Melkam Ba'al, or just Melkam, followed by the name of the holiday, i.e. Melkam Fasika, Melkam Ganna, Melkam Addis Ameth, etc. If you want to get more sophisticated though, you can use some of the following holiday greetings. Inkwan le ba'alu bedena adereso. The literal meaning of this is congratulations that he, God, has brought you safely to the feast. The adereso is the respect form but can be changed to aderesech, aderesesh, or aderesachu, according to the person you're greeting. 2. Inkwan le Addis Ameth besalam mena bedesta adereso. Happy New Year, literally congratulations that he brought you to the new year in peace and happiness. More simply, you can also just say Inkwan aderesachu, used often just to mean happy holidays, though the literal translation is more like happy that you, plural, have arrived. And that's all for today. Thank you for joining me for Season 3 of Bereka Buna. Excited to take things a little further and deeper to accompany your language learning process. I hope it's going well, and until next time, goodbye.